The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, not just for dozens of years or hundreds of years, but for thousands of years, there has been this search for humanity's fountain of youth. Immortality. The ancient Greeks sought immortality. The ancient Romans sought immortality. As early as Herodotus, there were writings, desires for some kind of fountain of youth. Ponce de Leon, when he traveled through modern-day Florida, was honestly, you know, this was an intelligent. Ponce de Leon had the finest education of his day. In his time, he was considered wise, well-educated, as well as brave. And he honestly believed that he was searching for a fountain from which, if he drank, his youth would be restored and his life could be extended dramatically or possibly eternally. There has been this desire of mankind for immortality and to extend life. Here we have this movement called biohacking. The story out of Dallas, Texas, is about this young guy who is spending, he's a very wealthy developer. He has developments in Dallas and in Austin, Texas. And he's 37 years old, and he's already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to extend his life, and someone has convinced him that this is going to work. And he, again, this is an educated, intelligent man who says, and again, and I'm quoting from him in an interview out of Dallas, the data will tell you the folks that are living this type of lifestyle are living well in excess of 120 years old. The only problem, to our knowledge, there is not a single person on planet Earth who is living in excess of 120 years old. Not one. Well, this is typical of humanity. There is a fear of death. For those that are not familiar with the spiritual nature of man and understanding the plan of God for mankind. But here's what I want to say to you, because I don't know who's listening right now, but I want you to know something. It is possible to live forever. I am an unapologetic fan of Southern gospel music. That's what I was raised on. I love gospel music. And one of my favorite quartets, which hasn't been around for a long time, was the Cathedrals. And they, one of their most popular songs just simply said, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die, no, never. Jesus died on the tree for me, and I'm going to live forever. Well, it was a cute, catchy song, but it expresses a solid biblical truth. When Jesus met the woman at the well, she had a thirst physically, and he told her, if you'll drink from my well, you'll never thirst again. Jesus told the disciples, I go to prepare a place for you, but I'm going to come again, and where I am, there will you be also. There is so much in Scripture about living eternally. The book of Revelation talks about the future. a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem where we can live forever. So this deep desire in the heart of humanity for century after century after century can be met through the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. You see, God is eternal. I know that's impossible for any of us to fully understand because we have finite minds and we're talking about an infinite God. It is impossible for something or someone that is finite to comprehend that which is infinite. It defies reason and logic. But God is infinite. God is eternal. But because Jesus came to this earth over 2,000 years ago and paid the price for sin on the cross, eternal life has been made available. And get this, you don't have to earn it. In fact, you can't earn it. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast." You can't earn salvation. You can't do enough good works to earn salvation. The Bible says you and I are sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. And our sin has separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 says, "For the wages of sin is death." And that's not just physical death. That wouldn't be any big revelation. It's talking about spiritual death. Separation of God from God for eternity. But the verse doesn't end there. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." My friend, I don't believe in accidents. I believe in divine appointments. And I believe it's very possible that the God of the universe had you listen to this program today, either in Ohio or Washington, D.C., or Maryland or Virginia, or wherever you may be listening. I think it's very, very possible that God had you listen to this program because you've been trusting in something other than Jesus for your salvation. Maybe it's your church. I got news. Your church is not going to get you to heaven. I don't care what your church is. Your church is not going to get you to heaven. If you stand before God one day and he asks you, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" If you say, "Well, hey, I went to a great church." Sorry, wrong answer. Your good works are not going to get you into heaven. You don't have enough good works to earn or merit salvation. There is one and only way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." There is one way. And here's the beauty of the cross. I have said this for years and years and years. The ground is level at the cross. The unbelievably rich and wealthy person bows as a hell-bound sinner at the foot of the cross with nothing to offer to God but their sinfulness and their lost condition. The poorest person on planet Earth comes to the cross the very same way. The rich, the poor, the black, the white, the young, the old, the educated, the uneducated. Everyone comes to the cross the same way as a repentant sinner. And that's why it says in Romans that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Can I ask you this question? Have you ever really trusted Jesus Christ as personal Savior? Was there ever a time and a place where you confess that you're a sinner and that you couldn't save yourself, and by faith you accepted God's free gift of salvation through Jesus. If you have not done that, you can do that right now. I mean, right now, in your car, in your home, you can say a simple prayer and just confess that you're a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. This guy in Texas is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to extend his life for just a few years. I'm going to live forever by accepting an absolutely free gift. I did that way over 50 years ago. And because of that, I am a child of God, an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. And one day they'll put this body in the grave, but it was only the house that I lived in. I'm just going to change addresses. Just like the song says, I'm going to live forever. So can you. So can you.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
By the way, I really do believe what I said. I don't believe in accidents. I believe in divine appointments. And I would imagine that most of you listening to a Christian radio station have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. But I also believe there are some that have not, and you're trusting in religion, or maybe you're trusting in your baptism, or you're trusting, you know, in your church, or maybe you're trusting in the way you were raised. You know, we're raised in a Christian home. Hey, I got news. If you were raised in a Christian home, that's wonderful. That's not your ticket to heaven. If you're in a good church, that's wonderful. That's not your ticket to heaven. Each person must make a decision to trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior individually. And as I said, the ground is level at the cross. Now, if what I said was for you and you accepted Christ, you prayed a simple prayer and said, God, I'm a sinner and I can't save myself, but right now I want to receive the free gift of salvation. If you did that, would you send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com? I would love to communicate with you. bob@bobtalk.com. Now, I realize those of you in the Washington, D.C. area, I am a voice, kind of a disembodied voice. You don't know any hardly very little about me. And maybe once or twice a year, I have the privilege of filling in for Don. But I'd love to hear from you. bob@bobtalk. Really easy. bob@bobtalk.com. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook, I would be just incredibly honored. Just go to Facebook. And in the little search feature in the upper left-hand corner, Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y. That's how you spell my last name. Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y. And you have to add live on the end. If you don't add live, you're not going to get our page. Bob Burney Live. The page will pop up. Just hit like, and you'll become a part of our family. All of the stories you and I have talked about today are already posted on the webpage. All of them. My engineer does such an incredible job of posting those stories instantly. So you'll get probably more information than you will almost any news source. Again, Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, live. And if you're into the Twitter thing, my handle is @BobBurneyLive. And again, all of those stories are posted on Twitter as well. @BobBurneyLive. And you can communicate with me that way and our listeners as well. But again, if that little segment was for you, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com. And I'll even find some way to get you information, some follow-up material that will help you. in your walk with Christ. Bob at bobtalk.com. I'm running out of time. Just real quickly, the PC police are not just in the schools and in government. The PC police are infecting churches across America. Plymouth Congregational Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has had a huge tapestry up on the wall for many, many years. The ladies of the church, they are called the Plymouth Needlers. It's a women's club, women's group in the church, and they do needlework. Well, there's this magnificent embroidery, and it's gigantic. It is huge. And the title is Churchmen in the New World. It is a scene of the first Thanksgiving. The settlers, the Indians, and so forth. And it's, I mean, it is spectacular. Well, it was spectacular. The church last weekend voted, we're taking it down because it's not politically correct. The vote was 372 to 182 to take down the tapestry. It's 16 feet tall and 25 feet wide. In an email to the congregation, the senior pastor said, quote, we may differ on how that can be done, but the shared commitment has been visible at the beginning. We believe in inclusion. It is our prayer that this moment is seen as a gateway to who we are becoming and how we are learning to be loving, inclusive, and caring people. Yeah, taking down a tapestry celebrating the first Thanksgiving is going to help them to be more loving, inclusive, and caring. Seriously? Yeah. And then there's this. Most of you have heard of Harrods Department Store in London, England, high end. I was there many years ago and brought my wife home a little Harrods Christmas bear, which she still has. It wasn't very expensive. But anyway, Harrods is a long-standing tradition in London, England, and one of the great traditions is taking your kids to Harrods to see Santa Claus. Well, that's changing just a little bit this year. Yeah. Nobody gets to see Santa at Harrods in London this year unless the family has spent at least $2,500. You're not going to get to see Santa in what they call the Christmas Grotto unless you are part of a special club of people, and those people have spent at least $2,500. The Christmas Grotto is decorated by Swarovski crystals, a snow-covered woodland filled with sparkling surprises and inhabited by Father Christmas. Now, if that really ticks you off, well, don't worry. You also have to buy $25 tickets to see Santa Claus, and it's all sold out already. Sold out. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Hey, have a great evening, but remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.